Badass Boundaries by Heather Plett. Yesterday, when your friend ignored your boundary, tenderness said, you said nothing. Why was that? I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So, tenderness said, their feelings are more important than yours? I said, well, now that you mention it, how did you feel when you walked away from that conversation? Tenderness asked. Hurt, sad, angry, betrayed, frustrated, disappointed, I said. Seems like those feelings are worth paying attention to, tenderness said. What if you stand up for yourself next time? I don't know if I can, I said. I get all tongue-tied and anxious. I get it, tenderness said gently. That's your nervous system taking control of the situation. It's afraid that you're at risk, so it goes into fight, flight, freeze, or fawn mode. Your body holds some old stories about what happens when you stand up for yourself, and some of those old stories are reinforced by the systems you live in. So, how do I retrain my nervous system, I asked, so that I have the courage to hold my boundaries? With a whole lot of practice, tenderness said, start with tenderness. That's where you come in, I laughed. Yes, that's what I'm here to teach you, tenderness said, that you can find courage when you start with tenderness. First, forgive yourself for those times when you responded differently than you wish you had. That's hard, I said. I always end up beating myself up for being weak. I know, tenderness said softly, but you're not weak. You simply have a highly active nervous system, well trained by times in your life when you weren't safe. It's trying to protect you. It will take some time and lots of self-compassion to retrain your nervous system so that it's not so quickly activated. And it may also require that you step away from the systems and/or people that benefit from its activation. Where do I start? I asked. Start with a pause. Next time you notice your nervous system being activated, bring your awareness to that activation, and then find a way to pause before you respond to whatever stimulated it. Do a few things that let your body know that you are safe, like slowing down your breathing, drinking a glass of water, going for a walk, or reaching out to someone who helps you feel calmer. And then what? I asked. How do I communicate my boundary? Take a deep breath, tenderness said, demonstrating it for me. Soothe the parts of your body that are activated. Bring kindness into the room to look after anxiety, trauma, and doubt. Ask courage and resilience to stand beside you. You have all of these internal resources available to you, and they want to help you. Let them. I guess I have to work on not letting anxiety and trauma take control in those moments, I said. Right, said tenderness. Once you've paused to soothe those urgent emotions, you're better able to see who's at the reins, and then you can make a different choice. Once you're ready to communicate, courage and love will help you to be clear and direct without over-explaining yourself. Maybe I could carry something in my pocket, I said, or wear something on my wrist, especially when I know I'm going to have a conversation that scares me. I could reach for that thing to help remind me which of the emotions I want to call in to help direct that moment. Great idea, said tenderness, a touchstone that might help anxiety settle and invite courage and love to take over. What if you wore a bracelet that says something like courage, resilience, and love on it? Yes, I said, I think I'll do that. One other thing, said tenderness. Remember that you are not responsible for the reaction of the person with whom you're setting a boundary. They have their own emotional house to look after and can call on their own tenderness if they need it to process what you're asking for. You can't do that for them. I'll try to remember that, I said. Thanks. Also, for someone named Tenderness, you're pretty badass about not putting up with hurtful behavior. tenderness doesn't make me soft, Tenderness chuckled. And also, I'm your Tenderness, so you're my first and only priority. I'm here to help protect you from harm and teach you how to treat yourself. Reflections. What happens when someone ignores your boundary? Do you stand up for yourself or let them get away with it? What touchstone could you wear or carry to remind yourself which emotions you'd like to have in control during difficult conversations?